Most of you guys were probably here with us last week, so you know we're kind of trying out a new format for the summer. So we're going to have a little time in here. I'm going to kind of just give you guys a real broad sweep of a few verses, some things that we're going to be talking about. Then we're going to split up into our groups, and then we'll kind of get into it a little bit deeper. So I'll get into this, and we're gonna be reading in Exodus chapter 3. So if you want to turn over there, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, that's where we're going to start. And I'm going to try to keep this pretty short so we've got some time in class. I don't know about the other groups, but last week, you know, time seemed to get away pretty quick, and it's kind of hard to get through everything. And the kids have kind of told me sometimes in the back that I'm long-winded, so I'm going to try not to do that tonight. But we're going to start in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." Let's pray. God, we do thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this time that we have to come before you tonight, this time that we have to worship you, to study your word. Just be with us tonight as we get into these verses and that we're able to learn and to draw closer together as a church family. And, Lord, more importantly, that we draw closer to you, that maybe we may be better and stronger and witnesses for you. Lord, just be with the ones that aren't with us tonight for whatever reason. Be with the ones that are at camp. And Lord, we so much pray that there are ones there that come to know you as their Savior, Lord, and not wait for another minute, another day, but to know you today, because now is the time. And Lord, we're so thankful for all you do for us. Again, just be with us in this time tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're going to look at just these few verses here. We'll just look at this for a minute. And part of what we want to point out here is some attributes of God. You know, we've talked about some of the attributes of God before, and most of you guys can probably name off quite a few things. But one thing we want to look here is holiness. You know, we see the holiness of God right there where he's telling Moses. What is he telling me? He can't even draw close to him without taking his shoes off. You know, I don't think most of the time, most of us, take the holiness of God seriously enough. Amen. You know, when we come to him anytime, we're coming to the same God that was the God of Moses. Amen. And he was holy then, he is holy now. Amen. When we come before him tonight, as we pray, as we worship, as we study, we come before a holy God. And we want to always, you know, remember that, not just while we're at church, not just while we're here, but when we're away from church. And we want to always remember the holiness of God, and we want to recognize that and realize that at all times. And so within that, too, we want to look at the fact that God doesn't change. Amen. His immutability. So we look at the fact that he says there, what does he say? He says, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And so he's basically telling him there that he said, I'm the same God that was then, that is now, and will always be, right? And so then we also look over at a verse real quick over in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. And so again, letting us know that he is the same today as yesterday and forever. And then we also want to look at a couple other things real quickly, is the fact that he is omniscient. You guys remember what that means? All knowing, right? So he knows all, right? You see him coming here to Moses. Well, he knew what Moses had done. He knew what Moses could do, right? Because again, he's all knowing. But not only is he all knowing, he's also omnipotent. You remember what that means? He's all powerful, right? So not only does he know all, but he also is all powerful. He can do something about it, right? He's all powerful. He's in control. And, you know, you see, again, Moses here and not really knowing what's going on. And this bush is burning and he's not sure why. It's not being consumed. But we see that it's God. And, again, God can do anything. And he chose to come to him at this time. And we're going to get a little deeper into that as we continue through the time. But we want to just remember these few things as we kind of separate into our groups in just a minute. But, you know, because of Jesus, another thing I wanted to point out too is the fact that we have direct access to the Father. Amen. You know, we don't need anyone else to be there on our part, right? We have direct access because of Jesus. And, you know, we want to always remember that and be thankful for that as well. So, again, we're going to have, if you'll bear with me, we're going to pray one more time before we separate out. And then if anybody wasn't here last week and you're not sure what class you go to, I'll be happy to try to point you in the right direction. And then we'll separate into our class time. So if you would, Brother Tom, would you lead us real quick?